Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. It's your girl Laura Bennett here, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something super important. Self-care. Not the bubble bath kind, although that's great, but the real deal, the kind that builds a solid foundation for mental well-being. You know, because sometimes life throws us curveballs, right? And wouldn't it be amazing to have a toolbox of strategies ready to go when things get tough? That's exactly what we're going to build together today. A personalized self-care plan that works for you. Because let's face it, there's no one-size-fits-all approach. What brings me joy might send someone else running for the hills. So we're going to explore different types of self-care, figure out what resonates with you, and craft a plan that feels authentic and empowering. First things first, let's talk about why this is so vital. We live in a world that constantly demands our attention, pushes us to multitask, and sometimes even glorifies being busy as if it's the ultimate badge of honor. But here's the catch. Neglecting your own needs can lead to burnout, anxiety, and a whole host of other not-so-fun symptoms. Ever feel like you're running on empty? You know that feeling when you're constantly drained, irritable, and just can't seem to catch a break? That's a major red flag. So, what does self-care actually look like? It's not just about face masks and weekend getaways, although those are awesome. It's about actively prioritizing your mental, emotional, physical, and even spiritual well-being. Think of it as a way to recharge, refuel, and come back to life feeling refreshed and ready to tackle whatever comes your way. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you create a self-care plan that works. 1. Identify your needs. This is the foundation. Take some time to really reflect on what brings you joy, what energizes you, and what helps you de-stress. Do you love spending time in nature? Is reading your favorite escape? Maybe it's dancing around your living room like nobody is watching, because let's be real, that's often the best kind of dancing. Pay attention to what makes you feel good, both physically and mentally. 2. Schedule it in. Self-care shouldn't be an afterthought. Treat it like any other important appointment in your calendar. Block out time for activities that nourish your soul, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. Remember, consistency is key. Small acts of self-care done regularly add up to big changes over time. 3. Embrace the power of no. Learning to set boundaries is crucial for protecting your well-being. It's okay to say no to things that drain you or don't align with your priorities. Remember, you have the right to choose how you spend your time and energy. 4. Move your body. I know, exercise isn't always everyone's favorite thing. But even a short walk can do wonders for both your physical and mental health. Find an activity that you enjoy, whether it's dancing, yoga, swimming, or just taking the stairs instead of the elevator. 5. Nourish your body. What you put into your body directly impacts how you feel. Fueling yourself with nutritious foods, staying hydrated, and getting enough sleep are essential pillars of self-care. Think of it as giving your body the best possible ingredients to thrive. Let me share a quick example that I think many of us can relate to. Imagine this: you have a big presentation at work, you're feeling stressed, and suddenly everyone starts piling on extra tasks. You feel overwhelmed, right? Now here's where your self-care plan comes in handy. Instead of letting stress take over, you could take a few minutes for a quick meditation to calm your mind, or go for a short walk outside to clear your head. Maybe you grab a healthy snack to refuel your body and boost your energy. See? Self-care isn't about being perfect. It's about choosing practices that help you navigate the ups and downs of life with more grace and resilience. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish. It's essential. It's an investment in your well-being, your relationships, and ultimately your happiness. So start small, experiment with different self-care activities, and find what works best for you. This isn't just a one-time episode, guys. We're building a community here, a space where we can support each other on this journey to healing and growth. So don't forget to subscribe, leave a review if you love the episode, and share it with your friends who could benefit from some self-care magic. Until next time, keep shining bright, and remember, you deserve all the love and happiness in the world.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.